Are you a veteran, police officer, firefighter, doctor, nurse, or teacher? If so, you qualify as one of Ron Siegel's VIP heroes, and we have rewards up to $5,000 or $10,000 when you buy, sell, or refinance a home with one of the Ron Siegel Radio partners. As one of the heroes, real estate agents will rebate part of their commission, lending partners will give a credit at closing, the title company has special published rates, and many other service providers have incentives too. All you need to do is call Ron Siegel Radio at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990 or visit VIPHeroProgram.com. Just think about what you will do with all the rebates and incentives from the partners of Ron Siegel Radio. Just call us at 800-306-1990 so we can show you our appreciation for your service.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Are you currently renting a home? Do you like paying someone else's mortgage payment? Why not explore the options to purchase your own home? Can you imagine a 30-year fixed-rate loan below 4.25% APR? This means with $10,500, you can purchase a $295,000 home and have a principal and interest payment of about $1,400 per month. What are you paying in rent? Does your family deserve the opportunity to take advantage of the current market? To learn more about these exciting opportunities, the Siegel Lending Team is standing by to speak with you. Call now, 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's SIEGELLendingTeam.com or 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender. Not endorsed or sponsored by any government agency.
Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564, complete a 3-minute complimentary survey, and the area-trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Do you have a goal of mortgage-free home ownership? What if your home was valued at $500,000? Are you aware that a free and clear home could be costing you $2,500 every month, $30,000 per year? The mortgage planners at the Siegel Lending Team would like to show you how you can own your home, generate tax-free income, and accumulate family wealth. You simply need to call the Ron Siegel Team at 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990. By sending the team a copy of your most recent mortgage statement, the team will send you a no-obligation real estate plan. You be the judge if this is right for your family. Again, all you have to do is send the team a copy of your mortgage statement by email to REAP at ronsiegelradio.com or call today, Ron Siegel, 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990.
Rate subject to change and without notice. Licensed by the California DOC and BRENMLS 217037 and 145502 and Cal BRE 01869452 and 1-866-775.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Radio Show, only on Financial News and Talk. Now live in studio, your host, local and national real estate expert and consumer advocate, Ron Siegel.
And hello again. Welcome to Ron Siegel Radio. This is the show with no real boundaries. As we discuss current events, financial markets, politics, sports, even poking fun at the rest of the media. This is the show that connects the dots of confusion delivered by conflicting media reports. Connect the dots so you know actions you can take, how your family, your business benefit from current events. Most of all, thank you for joining me. Before we get into our intriguing content today, please join me in welcoming our featured guest. George Varela's in the house. GBIS Insurance?
That's right.
Welcome.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Glad to have you with us in the room. If you ever have any home or finance-related questions, I am the consumer advocate looking out for you. And you can reach out to me directly at 306-1990, 800-306-1990, or RonSiegelRadio.com. Just remember, that's the number you call anytime for assistance. When you call that number, it comes directly to me first. There are no operators standing by. I am it.
Quiet, numbskulls. I'm broadcasting.
While I do have a great team, when it comes to developing a financing plan or plan to save you money, I personally work with you. Even if you don't have any needs today, save this number in your phone for future reference, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. And yes, of course, we are celebrating today National Jersey Friday. And I don't think they're talking about Jersey Mike's right there. National Stress Awareness Day. Don't let anybody with stress around you who might be something like, yeah, causes problem. Don't do that one. National Chicken Lady Day. I wonder what the heck a National Chicken Lady Day is. I guess that, well, I don't know. That must be an old one. Tina Dupre. For 12 years, Ms. Dupre worked for the second largest chicken restaurant in the world as Director of Community Relations and Training, widely known due to her work in the community. Love working in the community. In fact, heck, I didn't even know that this was National Chicken Lady Day, but talking about working in the community, put it on your calendar right now, the third Saturday of every month in 2017. Senior Symposiums by Ron Siegel Radio. We will be getting you the best of the best to come and chat with you. We're going to talk about different government benefits that are available for you. We will be chatting about Alzheimer's. Unfortunately, it's a big issue in our society. We'll also be talking about veterans aid and attendance benefits, living trusts, Medi-Cal benefits. We'll be talking a little bit about assisted living, board and care, and home care. All those are coming up third Saturday every month. Watch the website, get on the mailing list so you have the information on there. We're going to bring you, no, it's not going to be me. You don't have to listen to me for the 3-hour symposium. Nobody wants to do that. But there are some great, great resources. I actually just had a message today from the Alzheimer's organization. They are in. So we are very, very excited that we're going to have the Alzheimer's people come to speak with us directly at the events. So I guess I can talk about benefits or national benefits with the chicken lady, but I'm going to go back to something that I am extremely comfortable in. And you probably know this if you've been listening to Ron Siegel Radio, having beaten anorexia. Today is National Candy Day, and I will be observing. Don't tell my wife. She'll be ready to shoot. Well, she'll be ready to go back to the National Stress Day. Yeah, and I'll be in trouble. Watching the markets today, what are they doing? Well, as long as there are people that are not employed, the stock market goes up. Why would that be happening?
So I know who's asked to kick.
Dow Jones Industrial Average up 34 points right now. Oil down 76 cents a barrel, which obviously is going to translate into 42.35 cents per gallon in taxes here in the state of confusion just on gasoline alone. And yes, of course, $2.224 is the national average of gasoline. Don't compare that to what we pay here in the state of confusion, because we had an average across the state, $2.801. And yes, again, I did say that's as compared to the $2.22 an average for the gas around the country. We are second only to the oil-producing state of Hawaii. Think about that. It's amazing how we are second highest in the country. You got to love it. But let's take a look as we look. Gasoline, it's been going up. What was it a year ago? I wonder what it was when President Obama took office. I won't say that it was $1.79 a gallon because people will accuse me of being biased. So I won't say that in California we're paying $1 a gallon more than when the president took office. We won't say that at all. 10-year treasuries, what are they doing? They're down almost 4 basis points, 1.775. You know that translated yesterday into the Freddie Mac 30-year mortgage market rate of 3.54%. The big news of the day today, though, very big news. No, I'm not talking WikiLeaks or the FBI investigation. We'll get to that. We've got plenty of time. The Labor Department reported that the economy added 161,000 new jobs. You remember yesterday? That was for the month of October. 161,000 jobs for the month of October. The economists, they were expecting an increase of 175,000 jobs for the month. Why am I so distraught over that? Well, because yesterday we announced that for the week, last week, we had 265,000 people filing first-time unemployment claims. Yet for the month of October, we only created 161,000 new jobs. Now, you have to remember also, how does the United States government define a new job? 1 hour of work for pay.
So I know who's ass to kick.
That's how we define a new job. 1 hour of work for pay during the month. And it has to be reported pay. So if you're one of those folks that may be undocumented and you're working, not working for pay, unbelievable. Now, let's look deeper in there. There is one shining light in this report that average hourly earnings, wage growth grew by 10 cents an hour to an average of $25.92 per hour. Unemployment was down to 4.9%. Whoopee. That's nothing exciting right there. The real unemployment number, that's measured by U6, Bureau of Labor Statistics, 9.5%. That hurts. Labor force participation rate, 60.8%. 200,000 people just left the workforce once again. Where are all those massive amounts of new jobs that we have? Well, there was about 19,000 of them were in the government. Surprise, surprise, surprise. Where's Gomer when we need him?
Surprise, surprise, surprise.
142,000 private sector jobs. Manufacturing was down 9,000 jobs. Mining is down 2,000 jobs. Retail, yes, if you're working at McDonald's, that counts, up 6,000 jobs. Healthcare, George, you'll appreciate this one, up 39,000 jobs. Leisure and hospitality, up 10,000 jobs. And the biggest jump in the economy was in temporary workers.
What are you doing?
Exactly. Trade deficit narrowed, $36.44 billion. So that's where you're seeing all this news coming in. And that's why the markets are booming. Oh, maybe not booming. Being that we're down 8 days in a row. Unbelievable. Got a news alert. I guess we should get some breaking news here. We told you about the robocalls in Los Angeles that were going out earlier telling voters that November 11th is election day. Yeah, that wasn't exactly accurate. Now we've got another ad going, and I think they're targeting this one specifically. You got to love this one. There is an ad going out only to Clinton supporters that they can text their vote in. Text Hillary to 59925. You can do that early, and that's how you vote for Hillary. Unbelievable. And there's got to be a lot of people that are actually believing this, too. No, you cannot do that. There is no voting early for Hillary. Text Hillary to 59925. It was paid for by Hillary for president. That is the ruse that's going around. It is just a ruse. It is not accurate. Similarly, Election Day is not November 11th, regardless of what those robocalls might be telling you. Don't believe that either. It is this coming Tuesday is Election Day. We'll be able to get rid of, I think I can get rid of half of my monologues. I can get rid of half the stuff on my computer just by not having to deal with some of these farces that are going around. And then the 17 propositions that are in the state of confusion, 17 of them, plus another two if you live in the Orange Unified School District area. Amazing what we're watching going on right here. And we're going to chat about a couple of the propositions maybe today with George Varela as we talk about Obamacare, one of the gifts that keeps on giving. We are, 7 years in a row that we've been talking about Obamacare on Ron Siegel Radio. You can reach us anytime. Our off-air number, it's 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio. On Twitter, @ronsiegel, and if you're part of our broadcast, shame on you. The replay is available. Ron Siegel 1 on YouTube. Ron Siegel, the numeral 1 on YouTube. About a half a million people every month checking out those replays. Stay tuned. We will be back.
Are you earning a safe, secure Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area-trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
What if your family business could help clothe a less fortunate family? Or your restaurant could feed truly hungry people? What if you could help to comfort the lonely? Plant sustainable resources where nothing has ever grown before? Or make a child's lifelong wish come true? What if all you had to do was simply do nothing more than what your business already does every day? Would you do it? Introducing Processing for a Cause, a unique program that turns a percentage of your business's credit card volume into ongoing donation dollars for nonprofit organizations and foundations. Simply switch your credit card processing provider to Processing for a Cause and begin supporting a worthy cause today. The process is simple, and the cause will change lives forever. Processing for a Cause.
Are you a veteran, own a home, and need money? The Siegel Lending Team is here to help veterans refinance and get the money they need. The VA 100 lets you borrow up to 100% of your home's value, refinance your mortgages, consolidate credit cards, and lower your payments by an average of $700 a month. And the Siegel Lending Team knows that character means more than a credit score. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Rate subject to change without notice. Licensed by the California Department of Corporations, NMLS 21037, and DRE number 01869452.
Are you a veteran, police officer, firefighter, doctor, nurse, or teacher? If so, you qualify as one of Ron Siegel's VIP heroes, and we have rewards up to $5,000 or $10,000 when you buy, sell, or refinance a home with one of the Ron Siegel Radio partners. As one of the heroes, real estate agents will rebate part of their commission, lending partners will give a credit at closing, the title company has special published rates, and many other service providers have incentives too. All you need to do is call Ron Siegel Radio at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990, or visit VIPHeroProgram.com. Just think about what you will do with all the rebates and incentives from the partners of Ron Siegel Radio. Just call us at 800-306-1990 so we can show you our appreciation for your service.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions, as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message, and as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. What difference does an hour make? That is the subject of our real-time real estate segment today, brought to you by the area-trusted real estate professionals of Ron Siegel Radio. Text PEAR, P-E-A-R, 79564. Professional Equity Analysis Review, PEAR, to 79564. One of the real estate professionals will reach out to you to get you the true equity position of your real estate. Hour makes. Obviously, we all know that we adjust our clock to daylight savings times this weekend. Fall backwards if you don't remember. That's what happens every hour in the housing market, though. Every hour, 633 homes sell. Interesting number right there. 253 homes regain positive equity. And the median home value goes up $1.43 every single hour, according to the National Association of Realtors and CoreLogic. Just a little bit of, what do we call that, useless trivia? But if you ask somebody tonight when you're out there enjoying happy hour, enjoying the evening – or discussing politics. How many homes do you think sold in the last hour? Well, the answer will be 633. And if you bet a drink on that, don't bet with another Ron Siegel Radio listener because you may lose that drink. But if they don't listen to Ron Siegel Radio, then you got a good shot at it right there. That is the Real Time Real Estate segment, again, brought to you by the area trusted real estate professionals of Ron Siegel Radio. Text PAIR, P-E-A-R, to 79564. So there have been a lot of folks that have been listening this week. I've seen a lot of private messages, emails, texts from folks that have been asking me because I've been sharing with you all week long that the man will be here today. And he is here. George, you probably didn't know this, but all week I've been telling people that they've got to listen on Friday because we've heard on the news about all these major increases in the Unaffordable Care Act and our premiums and our the insurance and all that good stuff. And I said, you know, I don't know a lot about it. I'm not a fan of mandates. I'm not a big fan of government, but it is the law.
Right.
And the beauty of having a radio program is I can reach out to you and can you come in and explain it to all of our listeners?
So that's the hard part, right?
Well, not for me, it's not. I just make a phone call or an email to you, and thank goodness you're available to come in. So I guess there's an employer mandate?
Right. So starting in 2017, which is this January, anyone that has 50 or more full-time employees is going to be required to offer medical insurance to their employees that are full-time. If not, there are some pretty steep penalties and fines.
Really? Okay. I don't like the idea of fines and penalties, but so maybe that's why 50 is the full-time employees?
Right. So the interesting thing is they really just have to offer the insurance, an affordable plan, and the employees don't have to take it. So they don't have to pay for everyone. They just need to offer an affordable solution. But individuals can still shop through the exchange with their spouse's plan elsewhere to find the best plan for them. So some employers don't end up covering everyone, and it still ends up kind of being a win-win situation.
So let me ask you this, and I don't want to put you on the spot, but if as an employer, my employer is saying, okay, they're going to charge me $1,000 a month, yet I look at the Obamacare website, which you should not do. I'm going to tell you the answer, the better solution to that in just a second. So don't think that I'm just anti-Obamacare. So if I look at the Obamacare website and I qualify for a discount or a rebate,
right,
will I get a rebate on my employer's program, or will I only get a rebate if I go through the one of the exchanges?
Right. So there are two ways that an individual should look at that. Number one, how much is my employer paying towards my insurance cost?
Okay.
So California has a 50% requirement for the employer. If they're offering insurance, they're going to pay half the cost at least. Some companies pay 100%, some pay 75%. So then they're going to compare that to the discount they're getting through the Affordable Care Act, which is the covered California exchange in California. So that's what each person should be doing, comparing what they're getting at work versus what they can get on their own.
I don't know, George, because I'm going to thinking that what I really want to do is, as a consumer, I don't care what my employer is paying, right? I care what I pay.
Right, exactly. So you're
going to, what do I pay and what do I get for it?
You're going to get your share of the cost and compare that to your share of the cost buying it through the exchange or directly to the insurance company.
Okay, and I don't want to go too long because I know some people are getting out of their car quickly, and well, maybe I should wait, keep this tease as to why you should not go to the Obamacare website. Well, we'll get back to that, George, because we've got a better solution for what you can do instead of going to the Obamacare website. So am I going to get the same kind of coverages available through is there more options for my employer versus me going to the exchange?
There are different options. So some of the exchange plans have limited networks.
Okay.
They're more affordable HMO plans have smaller doctors networks. So we need to be careful about that. Group plans can have those limited networks, but usually group plans are a little more rate stable. So we're seeing a big increase in cost this year on the individual side. Group is kind of doing their normal thing, 5 to 8% increases. Some of them no increases. So that's the benefit of having that group plan. It's a little more stable, where individuals, Across the country, it's going up 25%. California is about 13%.
So if we have these group plans, are there in let's just use California.
Sure.
Are there a lot of options for my employer to talk to? Are there 4, 5, 10 different companies they can go to?
Absolutely. There are a lot of companies in California participating. It's a really competitive state for that. So that's good news.
Which may be why our rates are not going up as much.
Not as much, because there is a lot of competition. We're a big state, so a lot of the insurance companies want to compete here.
Sure.
So there are more options. There are actually hundreds of options. So it's up to the employer to kind of pick and choose the best plan for their group.
I know years and years ago when I had one of my companies before I sold it, there was a one company that I could go to, and they had like 7 different plans employees choose from. Is that still something that's available?
Correct. Yeah. So that's a great plan for people that have a lot of different needs. So that's called it's called CalChoice, California
Choice.
That's
one. Yeah, that's it. Exactly.
And they offer a lot of plan options for those groups that have different needs. So some employees want HMO, some want Kaiser, some want PPO. That's a good solution for that type of group.
Can I get that from you?
Oh, of course.
Sure. Okay. So one of the things, and full disclosure, that's because I'm on this Ron Siegel Radio. I'm a consumer advocate for you. Is George provides for his family by doing this? He comes in not by doing radio. I do that for my radio. He's doing that to help us, to help you. But he's an insider. He understands what's going on within the network because of when you're talking to thousands of people every day, he's getting lots of questions, and that makes it beautiful for us and you as a listener. To throw all these questions at George, and hopefully we're not coming up with something that's brand new to him, because he hears these things all the time, and that's the beauty of what we're offering here. So one of my concerns, George, especially with the Obamacare, the different colors or precious metals or whatever they call them,
right,
is the deductibles.
Correct.
Right. I mean, because you almost, to me, the way the Affordable Care Act has come into play is instead of me shopping for services, instead of me shopping for providers, I really have to shop for deductible. Am I missing something?
That's right. So that's one of the challenges. So they do use the kind of the Olympic medals, bronze, silver, gold, and they have platinum is even better than gold.
Okay.
So every year is a good opportunity to shop based on your needs. So if someone needs to have a hip replaced this year, they may want to go with a platinum plan that's going to cover a lot of those costs, and they'll pay a little more every month, but they're going to get their hip placed for a very little out of pocket after they pay their monthly bill. So you can shop every year for the plan that you need this year.
So does the whole family have to be on the same plan?
No. So you can actually choose different plans. So if I need my hip replaced and the rest of my family's fine, I can choose the platinum plan, and maybe my family can choose a medium deductible plan like a silver plan. Lower the cost for them, increase for me, but we all get what we need.
Now, we never know, and I'm going to tell this straight out because sometimes I can be partisan. You can't believe what's on the media most of the time. The question that I want to throw at you, is it correct? One of the things I've heard is that the most popular of the plans is the silver plan.
That's true.
Okay, that's not a myth. Okay.
No, most people are choosing the silver plan because they don't want that high $5,000, $6,000 deductible that the bronze plan makes you get. So people choose the middle.
Okay, so what is our deductible on silver?
The deductible is $2,000.
Okay, so that's livable.
That, right? Yeah, that's manageable.
When you start talking about median household income of being $45,000, say,
yeah,
and you have a $5,000 deductible, that becomes 10% of your gross. Becomes a pretty significant number.
That really hurts. And I tell people to plan. If you want the lowest cost plan and you have some savings set aside in case of emergency, maybe that'll work for you.
And we talked about this before on Ron Siegel Radio. There might be some opportunity for you to use something called a Roth IRA in this arena. We're going to talk about that with George when we come back. We're also going to give you, instead of going to the websites and the Obamacare site, the Covered California site, we're going to make this a whole lot easier for you. We're going to give you those answers when we come back. You're listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate, current events, financial markets, Obamacare, the Affordable Care Act. We'll also talk about some ways high earners sabotage their finances. And if you're not a high earner, well, why not? Maybe we want to help you get to becoming a high earner. And why daycare for a child under four costs more than college? We'll talk about that as well. You can reach us anytime. Our off-air number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio, on Twitter @ronsiegel. And again, if you want to be part of our broadcast, Ron Siegel 1, Ron Siegel the Negro 1 on YouTube. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Siegel Lending Team offers you buying power. Let's say you can afford a monthly mortgage payment, including principal and interest, of around $1,900. With today's rate on a 30-year fixed mortgage of 3.75%, APR 3.85%, that payment could support a $416,000 mortgage. But if you wait and rates tick up to around 6.5%, which is roughly the average home mortgage rate over the past 30 years, that same $1,900 mortgage payment, including principal and interest, may only be able to support a $314,000 mortgage. That's over $100,000 worth of home you're missing out on by waiting. That's buying power. All you need to do to get started is reach out to the Siegel Lending Team at 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Payment example excludes taxes and insurance. Call us for full details, 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990 or SiegelLendingTeam.com. Equal housing lender, licensed under NMLS number 217037.
Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564, complete a 3-minute complimentary survey, and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Are you purchasing or own a luxury home? If you're like so many others, your home is your largest asset and the mortgage is your largest debt. The Siegel Lending Team has some amazing financing opportunities right now. Jumbo loans up to $2 million, 30-year rates below 4%, 15-year rates near 3.5%, and if you can believe it, 7-year interest-only hybrids in low threes. The Siegel Lending Team has all the options for your jumbo or second home loan requirements. Take advantage of them while you can. To learn more about all the other financing products available from the Siegel Lending Team, call 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Again, call 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender.
Do you own real estate or have assets over $150,000? Do you know one of your heirs will be the probate courts and the IRS? If you don't have a living trust, you will go through probate. Call Heritage Financial Services toll-free at 1-855-434-7400 for a free review. Check us out on Facebook, Heritage Financial Service in Lake Forest, California. That's 1-855-434-7400. Again, 1-855-434-7400. 7400.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert, Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trust guidance. That's my message, and as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990. 306-1990. The Word on Wealth segment today being brought to you by our friends at Heritage Financial Services. You just heard them talking about it. The best, by far and away, the best trust I have ever seen. And I've been looking at trusts for decades now through the different ventures I've been involved with. The best trust I've ever seen. And on top of that, it's the least expensive trust. And to make it even better, and as I said to you yesterday, no, my name is not Billy Mays. I did not give you the one more thing or add to it. There's a 25% discount in the Ron Siegel Radio gift bag. So all you have to do is text RSR gift bag to 79564. You'll get a 25% discount coupon in the bag for the best trust on the market. Talk to Al Manfrey. He'll take care of that for you. Seven ways high earners sabotage their finances. Number one, not using a budget or tracking spending. Chris Bissonnette was on about 2 weeks ago. He'll be back with us. Had a great tool for you to track exactly how much you spend each and every day, comparing that with how much comes in every day. It's a free tool. We'll be adding that to the gift bag here soon, I believe. Number two, failing to plan for Social Security. There are some important issues there that you need to understand. Oh, yeah, we're going to be talking about Social Security at some of our senior symposiums. Baby boomers, you're welcome there as well. Not creating a long-term financial plan, assuming big incomes will last forever. Do you ever wonder, did you even know, that professional athletes with as much money as they make? Think about it. The NBA, the minimum wage is a little over $1 million minimum wage per person. They're broke after 4 years. Broke, flat broke. And it's because they assume incomes are going to last forever. Failing to come up with a tax strategy is number five. Number six, not boosting savings rate as incomes grow. And number seven, wasting too much money on flashy toys. Does that surprise anybody?
Surprise, surprise, surprise.
Big boats, big cars, big trips, we won't go there. That one might get me in trouble, but that is the Word on Wealth segment today. Again, brought to you by Heritage Financial Services. When you are ready to get that trust, all you need to do, again, and if you don't have it, think about this. And George, you deal in the medical world. Do you have clients that call you back, you know, when they have an accident and they call, hey, George, I got an insurance with you. What do I do now?
Oh, all the time.
How many of them knew in advance that they were going to break their arm, break their hip, break a leg out, motorbiking riding?
None.
They don't know that in advance, right? Now, even worse than that, they're probably, if it's too late for health insurance and the unthinkable happens and it is a catastrophe, if you haven't planned, if you don't have that will, you don't have that trust, you don't have those medical directives done, well, guess what? Your family is going to not only have to deal with your demise, but they're also going to have to deal with the state when they look at your assets and taking care of your kids and all those other important issues, unless you've made that call to Al Manfrey. So go to the gift bag. Get the coupon, call Al again, RSR gift bag. Text that RSR gift bag to 79564. Take care of that today. So we're chatting about health care insurance, health care coverage. We're talking to George Varela today. GVIS Insurance and Benefits is the name of his company. He is the expert that we call the go-to man when it comes to the Affordable Care Act, Obamacare, medical insurances, group insurances. We call George. So I understand under this group of the employer plans here, George, that there's some ratios that the insurance providers have to deal with.
That's right. That's one of the things that the Affordable Care Act did. It required companies to have a ratio of losses versus earnings. So now if they're not paying out claims up to 80% of their earnings, they actually have to refund it to the groups.
That's a pretty interesting issue right there, because as we are in this silly season right now of elections, we hear a lot about CEO compensation, right? And ironically, when you talk about CEO compensation, if they're actually having to pay out 80% of the premium toward the medical care,
that's right.
It's already dealt with in the law that you can't overcompensate a CEO.
Yeah, that's really interesting. This is one of the few industries that their profits are regulated. I have a client company that's getting money back, and they're going to apply it towards next year's cost of insurance.
Does it go to each? Is it based on per client, or is it for the insurance company as a whole?
It's actually per client. So I have individual groups that are getting checks in the mail to apply towards their future premiums.
And do they have to stay with the same company, or can they move that anywhere they want to?
No, they can move it.
Wow.
Yeah.
So, you know, here's the issue. Within every law, I don't know what I should say every, because that's always a challenging word. within most laws, there are good parts and there are bad parts. There are the intended consequences and the unintended consequences. There are some benefits. I mean, looking at it and saying 80% of the premium going toward the actual benefits itself, I think that could be a good issue. Right. The challenge that I have with it, and I'm not going to ask you to comment on this part of it, George, because it's the long term. Right? When you think about the insurance company, you know, you might go along, okay, this year we didn't have much in the way of major incidents. And next year there may not be major incidents, and we give a rebate. The year after that, there might not be major incidents, and we give a rebate. But maybe the next year there's four or five people, hopefully not, but four or five people that have major issues, you know, the cancer, diabetes, kidney issues, where it's the huge, huge expenses. Well, then what happens? That's going to be a big concept. You know, so you look at it and you say, okay, it's a great thought and concept. But one of the things that we want from the insurance company is solvency.
That's right.
Right? I mean, we don't want an insurance company that's going to go out of business because they've been rebating and they haven't been building up enough reserves.
That's true.
And that's going to be an interesting issue that we're going to have to manage and see how that goes down the line. Got to get a little bit political on you, George. I mean, we're going to dive into California propositions. So the one that we hear frequently, and I'll give the background and tell us from the insurance standpoint, Proposition 61, we're going to throw George on the hot seat right here. So this is the Drug Price Standards Initiative, and I'll tell you, a vote of yes supports regulating drug prices. I'm not going to tell you my opinion. Regulating drug prices by requiring state agencies to pay no more than U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs. A vote of no opposes the measure to require state agencies to pay no more than the VA is paying for them. Again, I'm not going to give you my opinion on any of these things. The proponents, these are the people that are for Proposition 61. Let's see if I can find who those are for you. You got to be interesting here. Bernie Sanders.
What are you doing?
Mike Honda, David Chu. We're going to look at the Robert Reich, former U.S. Secretary of Labor. The Green Party, California Peace Party, Progressive Democrats of America, AIDS Healthcare Foundation, Al Sharpton. Did I say Al Sharpton? Better be careful of that one. And who are the opponents, those opposed to this? Tom McClintock, California Republican Party, Libertarian Party. Now, here's an interesting one that you rarely see. The Republican Party and the San Francisco Democrat Party are on the same side of this one against the initiative. That's an interesting group there. So, George, now let's talk about, now that we've laid out the proposition, tell us about it from the medical insurance agent standpoint.
My standpoint, this is really about prescription drugs.
Okay.
So they're trying to basically group shop for prescription drugs. So the people involved with the state is going to be your Medi-Cal. So they're a big buyer of prescription drugs. What they're trying to do is get the same rate that the VA is getting for their drugs. So that's what I'm seeing. It could lower drug costs unless they just raise it to everyone. So that's the fear that veterans have, is they may get a price increase because they need to level up these rates.
And that, you know, something, it's what I started off we're talking in the last part about with the medical loss ratios, unintended consequences.
True.
Right. So the idea, and I'm all for any of these organizations negotiating to the utmost to get the best prices they can.
Right. Yeah.
As long as we're getting a good product, a fair product, and the companies are getting a fair price. But again, whenever you see something where it's a mandate, there's going to be the unintended consequences, and that's going to be the issue that we have to watch out for on that one. And I'm not going to ask you about the medical marijuana or the non-medical marijuana, George. I'm not going to put you on the spot there. You are listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate current events and the financial markets. When we come back, we will talk about some alternatives and some methods of dealing with the deductibles. Easy for me to say. dealing with an alternative for dealing with deductibles, how you might be able to save some money. Deductibles work for the medical issues, and they also work for your home. So we're going to talk about that with George. I'm going to even write down the word deductible so I remember what it is when we come back. We are also going to talk about why daycare for a child under four costs more than college. You can reach us anytime. Our off-air number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio, on Twitter, @ronsiegel. And if you miss any part of our broadcast, shame on you. But the replay is available, Ron Siegel 1. Ron Siegel, the numeral 1 on YouTube. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey, and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Isn't it time you found out the truth about FHA-insured home equity conversion? No, it's not your grandfather's reverse mortgage. This just may be the finest financial planning strategy available for all homeowners of retirement age. Helping protect what you've earned is the job of your board of directors with continued education. Major research has shown that using a HECM will significantly enhance the success rate of a retiree's portfolio and legacy. Please allow us to educate. For your complimentary consultation, call Jay Kaplan at 949-300-3855. That's 949-300-3855.
Are you currently renting a home? Do you like paying someone else's mortgage payment? Why not explore the options to purchase your own home? Can you imagine a 30-year fixed-rate loan below 4.25% APR? This means with $10,500, you can purchase a $295,000 home and have a principal and interest payment of about $1,400 per month. What are you paying in rent? Does your family deserve the opportunity to take advantage of the current market? To learn more about these exciting opportunities, the Siegel Lending Team is standing by to speak with you. Call now, 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Or 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender. Not endorsed or sponsored by any government agency.
Do you have a goal of mortgage-free home ownership? What if your home was valued at $500,000? Are you aware that a free and clear home could be costing you $2,500 every month, $30,000 per year? The mortgage planners at the Siegel Lending Team would like to show you how you can own your home, generate tax-free income, and accumulate family wealth. You simply need to call the Ron Siegel Team at 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990. By sending the team a copy of your most recent mortgage statement, the team will send you a no-obligation real estate plan. You be the judge if this is right for your family. Again, all you have to do is send the team a copy of your mortgage statement by email to reap@ronsiegelradio.com or call today, Ron Siegel, 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990.
Rate subject to change and without notice. Licensed by the California DOC and BRENMLS 217037 and 145502 and Cal BRE 01869452 and 1-866-775.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message, and as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. The Your Credit Matters segment, it's the Mortgage Minute today, being brought to you by Gold Star Financial Mortgage. When you're ready for that next mortgage, call our friends over at Gold Star. They've got all the different programs that your family can benefit from. Child care. Why is child care for under four more expensive than college? Think about this. I was surprised when I saw this. The New American found one that did this study. The average cost of full-time care in child care centers for all ages 0 to 4 dollars a year, higher than the average cost of in-state college tuition of $9,410. In four states, none of which is Kentucky, Montana, Oregon, and Wisconsin, The cost of full-time care is more than the median rent in the state. In 11 states, Idaho, Illinois, Iowa, Kansas, Massachusetts, Michigan, Minnesota, Ohio, South Dakota, Vermont, Washington, and the District of Columbia, full-time care is greater than 90% of care in centers, ranges from a low of $6,590 in Arkansas, about 15% of median income, to a high of almost $17,000 in Massachusetts, where it costs one quarter of the median household income. A little math there. Full-time in-home care costs range between $25,000 a year in Wisconsin, $33,000 a year in D.C. For parents of the 12 million kids in America who are too young for kindergarten, the numbers don't work. And I'm going to share a personal opinion, and it's something that I think was taken out of context in the presidential race. There is a problem in our country. One of the problems in our country is the two household income. Now, we need to get there just because that's what is required to sustain ourselves, which may not be a good thing either. But if one of the parents, it doesn't matter to me whether it's the man or the woman, one parent stays home, there's a good likelihood there's a benefit for the kids. Number one, you saw these numbers here that are outrageous. But who's watching kids? Who's giving them guidance? Who's leading them in the right directions, making sure that they're doing their homework, staying away from drugs, staying away from the people they shouldn't be in contact with? Nothing better than having mom or dad home raising kids. Just my personal opinion. That's what I did. I should say that. My wife did stay home with our kids. And I don't know, maybe they're decent people. We'll find out. That is the Mortgage Minute, again, brought to you by Gold Star Financial Mortgage. Continuing our conversation with George Varela this morning, we are talking about the Unaffordable Care Act, or how George helps us make it affordable. So, George, let's talk. We haven't talked at all about the Affordable Care Act individual penalty. And I guess I should get my friends ready. Whenever we talk about penalties, we've got our friends ready.
Okay. So in 2017, the penalty will still be 2.5% of the person's income or $695, whichever is higher. So if someone's not participating in buying an insurance plan for themselves, they're going to pay one of those fines.
So if I make $10,000 this year, I could have a penalty of $695 if I don't call you and get on a plan that's probably going to be subsidized 100%.
That's right. Yeah, $10,000, they're going to get a pretty good discount, if not pay nothing.
So we did not give out that soup to going on the Unaffordable Care Act or the Covered California website. It's called George.
Yeah.
It'll be a lot easier. Cause
I'm here to help.
I did that for a couple of listeners before, you know, when it first came out, and I tried to navigate the website before it crashed. And It's really kind of crazy trying to figure the whole thing out. And what is the difference? What's it going to cost me different if I call you to go site myself?
Actually, I get paid by the exchange, so it doesn't cost the consumer anything to get my help.
So they're paying for it either way.
And actually, I help people save time too, because I know the questions to ask quickly, get it done versus page and page and page of the website. It's a good website. It's just a lot of pages.
And, you know, because they're trying to – You're going to go at it from an educated standpoint, looking to assist the consumer, but bringing in all of your experience.
That's right. And I ask those key questions,
right,
like what kind of issues they have with their health and what they're looking for.
And by listening to those answers, then you can skip maybe page 7 through 17.
It does help me narrow it down. Yeah.
Right. So the website has to go through those. It's no knock on the website. It's that if you're they have to go through this question and answer process that a computer can only understand, and computers only understand yes and no.
That's right. There are a lot of questions that can be unnecessary if you already know the answer.
Sure.
So I try to do that, and it makes it really quick and easy.
How long does a typical interview take with you?
Maybe 15 to 20 minutes.
And I can tell you, even though I'm fairly technologically savvy, I haven't done it for a few years, but it took me a couple hours.
It can take a while, and if you answer question wrong, it points you in the wrong direction and you kind of get your wires crossed.
So a good reason to give a call to George. If you want to reach George, give me a call at 800-306-1990. I'll put you in touch. George, I've talked to people many, many times on the home site for home insurance, that get a Roth IRA, talk to a great insurance agent, figure out in year one what the cost is on your household insurance of, say, a $250 deductible policy versus a $2,500 deductible policy. Figure out whatever that delta is, the difference between those two premiums. If you can afford by stretching to get to that $2,500, take that difference and put the money into a Roth IRA. You've already paid taxes on it. You let it sit there and you let it grow tax-free because you've already paid the tax on it. Then if you have a catastrophe, you might have to access that money. Can that be done in the same scenario? Can I start off this year maybe with a silver plan, working my way to a platinum plan where the premiums are going to come down for me? I mean, I might even be using the wrong plan numbers or names.
Sure.
But where the premiums come down as the deductible increases as I set aside that fund for paying deductible differences?
Absolutely. That was actually the original intent with those type of plans, high deductible plans. So the purpose was to have that high deductible and take the difference and put it into that savings so that you can accumulate that savings. If you're not sick, you get to keep that money in your bank and let it grow.
Sure.
And otherwise, you develop that emergency fund. When you do need it, it's there for you.
Did they create a health savings account for that?
They did, but those specific plans have kind of gone away because those costs have increased. So now it's going to be the bronze plan. That high deductible, $5,000 deductible plan is going to be the one that kind of takes its place.
So the bronze plan has $5,000. And what is the lowest deductible of any plan?
Well, the lowest deductible would be gold or platinum, which is zero.
Platinum has a zero deductible.
That's right. Platinum is the best benefits. It is the higher cost, but doctor visits are $10. Prescriptions are very low cost. So it's really a lot of upfront. They're paying a lot of costs for you.
So what you're really getting with that program is a real certainty to your budget.
That's right. You know you're going to pay a little more monthly, but if you do go to the hospital or use a lot of medical services, you're not going to be paying a lot out of pocket on that platinum plan.
Can I use the platinum plan with a sub? Can that be subsidized, part of this, one of the subsidy programs?
It can be, sure. So when you qualify for a subsidy, you get a dollar amount applied towards your premiums, and that applies to any plan you choose. So if I get a $100 discount, I can apply it towards a $200 premium or a $500 premium.
Okay, so it gives us a little flexibility in
sure.
There.
Yeah.
What other questions should we be asking you, George?
Options. There are some new options this year.
Okay.
There's a new plan called Oscar.
Oscar.
This is a tech-based startup. It's out of New York and Texas. And they are kind of redefining how to administer these type of plans. It's kind of like a PPO and an HMO hybrid. It's called an EPO. So once you're in the network, then you can go to any doctor you want. And here in Orange County specifically, they've chosen the best networks. They've got Hogue Hospital, St. Joe's, St. Jude, and it's really doing a good job of choosing the right doctors. And they've got an app, and it's a little bit more active and based on wellness. So it's different.
Okay. Any others?
Rates are changing. So this year, Blue Shield a little bit up. So a lot of people may be looking to move off of Blue Shield and go to Blue Cross or possibly Oscar or something else.
Great information. As always, if you want to get more information, more customized, we can't give you your particular scenarios right here on the radio, but George is available to help. And we ask you to set that first radio preset button to come back here every day to join Ron Siegel Radio, where we only speak about items affecting your house and your bank account. Thanks to all of our sponsors. A big thanks to Steve, who's engineering us today. And, of course, a special thanks to you for spending a little bit of your day with us. That's all for Ron Siegel Radio. Again, if you have any questions or to meet any of our guests, call me anytime, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. And remember, make a lot of money, help a lot of people, have a lot of fun. Have a great day. We'll talk to you next time on Ron Siegel Radio.
O'clock somewhere. This lunch break. My Jamaican vacation's gonna start right here. If the phone's for me, you can tell them I just sailed away. And pour me something tall and strong, make it a hurricane before I go insane. It's only 12:30, but I don't care. It's 5:00 somewhere.
Funny you should ask, Alan.
I'd say, pull me something tall and strong, make it a hurricane before I go insane. It's only 12:30, but I don't care.
It doesn't matter. It's 5:00 somewhere.
It's always on 5 in Margaritaville, come to think of it.
Yeah, I heard that.
You've been there, haven't you?
Yes, sir.
I've seen your boat there.
I've been to Margaritaville a few times.
All right. Well, that's good.
Stumble my way back.
Okay. Well, we just want to make sure you can keep it between the navigational beacons.
Between the buoys. I got it.
All right. Well, it's 5:00. Let's go somewhere.
I'm ready. Crank it up.
Let's get out of here.
I'm gone.